Timothy.
Good morning. I'm reading from Genesis 1, 6 to 8. And God said, "Let there be space between the waters to separate water from water." And so it was. God made this space to separate the water above from the water below. And God called the space sky. This happened on the second day.
Amen. And God called the space. What version did you read, brother? NLT, the New Living Translation. I read from the Good King James Version. And please listen to this. The Bible said, "And God said, let there be a firmament or an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from waters which were above the firmament. And it was so." And verse 8 says, "And God called the firmament heaven, and the morning and the second day, and there and the evening and the morning were the second day." Please look for as many people as possible and tell them, "Welcome to heaven." Welcome. Please welcome somebody. Go around. Have you had this kind of space before? Say, "Welcome to heaven." If you don't know them, introduce yourself. Apostle Andrew, welcome to heaven. Welcome to heaven. Welcome to heaven. The Lord says we should pray, "As it is in heaven, so let it be here on earth." Amen. Welcome to heaven. Wow. While we are still acclimatizing to the wonderful space, at least we have for the time being, let us enjoy. And please, let's make sure we have a kind of a unique seating arrangement, because God spoke to us last month ahead of time that he has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. How many of us would like God to take away the table he has prepared for us? Please, are there people sitting in front here? Or is it reserved for some people? Please, can the adults there just move to the front? Lake, all of them, please, can you come to the front row? Please, can you... Uncle, can you come forward? Please, let's just fill this front rows. Yeah, please come. How many of us would like God to prepare a table and then take the table away? Anybody like that? No. Nobody's answering. God has prepared the table and then he takes the table away. Amen. Anyway, let's just have fun today. We're going to really, really, really have fun. How many of us are excited that the fasting is over? Hey, the people who raised up their hands are the ones who fasted. You can tell. The people who didn't, it's like, what are you talking about? We've been feasting, man. Right. Since we're just acclimatizing here, please, let's just relax. Let's just have fun. Let's enjoy, okay? And just for those who might be coming for the first time, so that we can get familiar again, right? We have two doors here. The two doors are the fire doors. But in this situation, if in case there's a fire, that's the door everybody uses, because that's not linking to the other rooms. Those ones have been shut. So it's just the one you came in through the staircase, through the hallway downstairs, and make your way out, you know, just a little bit outside the premises. There's actually a piece of land behind this building, this Crawford house, where we can all gather in case there's a fire. But I can guarantee you there will be a fire. Of the Holy Spirit. It's burning already. And if you need the toilets, also please, through that door, we have two sets of toilets. So through that door, the very first opening to your left, you will see the male and the female toilet. And also downstairs, just by the reception, there's a little opening in front of the reception. In there, also you see male, another set of toilets, the male and the female toilets. So please, let's enjoy the facility. There's a cafeteria downstairs, which we're going to bombard once we finish. Since we're not fasting again, I've warned the welfare people, I want to eat today. If they don't give me food, I'm going to fight. You know, the Bible says, fight the good fight of food. Fight the good fight of faith. We must contend, because the Bible says that give us this day our daily cake. Comfort has been bringing cake. Please let's celebrate Comfort. She brought cake again today, and I'm going to eat that cake in the name of Jesus. We sanctify that cake ahead of time. We bless it. It will nourish me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. So that said, and all the children are in the house today, sitting around tables. All the children say, yeah. Oh, come on. Adults, what have you done to these children? Oh, these ones are feasting. That's why they can't say yeah. All the children say, yeah. Oh, come on. Children, you can do better. All the young children say, yeah. Adults, don't join them. All the children say, yeah. Yeah. Fellami say, yeah. See that? Fellami say, yeah. The brother became his Aaron. All right. Having said that, we are just simply, honestly going to have fun. Today being the first service, Sunday service in the month of March, and ahead of time, God has spoken to us, and throughout this month, we will be following a simple theme that we will title Giant what? Are you sure? Please display. Giant slaying faith. Somebody say giant slaying faith. Giant slaying faith. You are looking like a giant. Giant slaying faith. Okay, yeah, he has spoken now. All right. And we will read a very long passage. I'm learning something about the scriptures now. I am telling us, if only we just read the Bible. Are we okay? Okay. All right. You're trying to sort it out. Don't worry. Are you trying to display? You're trying to display. It's good. Let everybody read their Bibles. Please, can you bring out your Bible, everybody? It's a long passage. Whatever version you have, I have found out something about the Bible. Please, let the Bible read itself to you. Don't try to say what the Bible did not say. So simply read the Bible. Read and follow the Bible story. That way we will not go into error. We cannot miss it. Right? If we just simply follow the Bible story. So which story are we following today? And if you want to give this a title, the title of today's message is Conquering the Giant Within. Please somebody repeat, Conquering the Giant Within. Colon. Say colon. Fear. Conquering the giant within. Fear. The giant of fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Okay, let me read that first. And then we can follow the whole story in 1 Samuel chapter 17. But in 2 Timothy, or is it 1 Timothy now? Let me get it so that we, 2 Timothy chapter 1, I read verse 6 to 8. Please follow this story. 2 Timothy, I went to 1 Timothy, pardon me. Okay, 2 Timothy from chapter 2, I read verse 6. Now, let me read from a version called the English Standard Version. It says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind or self-control." Now, please lift up your hands. Put your hand upon your head. Lay your hands upon your head right now. Because verse 6 says that we should remind ourselves about the gift of God. We should fan a flame in us about the gift of God, which is in us already. If you are a believer, you have the Spirit of God in you. And this is what we should remind ourselves of. It says, through the laying on of my hands. So lay hands on yourself because you are anointed and your hands are anointed. Now repeat, God, my Father, has not given me the spirit of fear. God, my Father, has given me the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I declare right now, I acknowledge right now that I do not have the spirit of fear, but I have the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and a sound mind. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. My mind is sound. I am not depressed. I am not under any oppression because Jesus has set me free. I have the spirit of a sound mind. My mind is sound. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Open your Bibles and let us read the Bible story together. 1 Samuel chapter 17. And children, we're going to have fun today because I need the children to illustrate something. Okay? Are we ready to follow the whole story? Let the Bible read itself and follow the simple Bible story. Okay, let me read from a simple version that we all probably can get, but please read your own version and follow. I read verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle. And they were gathered at Soko, which belongs to Judah, and encamped between Soko and Azekah in Ephes Damin. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered and encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in line of battle against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze and armor on his legs, and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And his shield bearer went before him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now, David was the son of an Ephratite of Bethlehem in Judah named Jesse, who had 8 sons. In the days of Saul, the man was already old and advanced in years. The 3 oldest sons of Jesse had followed Saul to the battle, and the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next to him Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistine came forward and took his stand, morning and evening. And Jesse said to David his son, "Take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 loaves and carry them quickly to the camp of your brothers. Also take these 10 cheeses to the commander of their 1,000. See if your brothers are well and bring some token from them." Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took the provisions and went, as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the encampment as the host was going out to the battle line, shouting the war cry. And Israel and the Philistines drew up for battle, army against army. And David left the things in charge of the keeper of the baggage and ran to the ranks and went and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before. And David heard him. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and were much afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come to defy Israel. And the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in all Israel. And David said to the men who stood by him, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him in the same way, so shall it be done to the man who kills him. Now Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and said, why have you come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and the evil of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Was it not but a word? And he turned away from him toward another and spoke in the same way. And the people answered him again as before. When the words that David spoke were heard, they repeated them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war even from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he rose against me, I caught him by his beard, struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Please ask somebody, are you still following? Verse 38. Then Saul clothed David with his hammer. He put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David strapped his sword over his armor. And he tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with this, for I have not tested them. So David put them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. And the Philistine moved forward and came near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and it fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah rose with a shout and pursued the Philistines as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron, so that the wounded Philistines fell on the way from Shaharaim as far as Gath and Ekron. And the people of Israel came back from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their camp. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem and put it in, and he put his armor in his tent. We stop in verse 54. We are addressing something today. And when you look at this picture, please, I need all the children. This is a pictorial and physical message. Where are all the children? I need children volunteers. Please, all the children come out. I need two camps. Two camps. Okay? Which camp do you want? Israel or Philistine? Israel. Israel or Philistine? Israel. Israel or Philistine? Israel. Israel or Israel? Israel. Israel. Israel or Philistine? Israel. Israel or Philistine? Move to that side. Back off, guys. Right? No. Don't go. Don't go until you choose your side. No, you've not chosen. You've not chosen. This way. Everybody that way. Line up there. Israel or Philistine? Which camp do you want? Israel. Israel or Philistine? Which camp do you want? Israel. Okay, I know what I'll do now. Philistine or Israel? Which camp do you want? Israel. Philistine or Israel? Which camp do you want? Philistine or Israel? Israel. Philistine or Israel?
Israel.
Israel. Which, you are David. Okay, David, just automatically, we don't need to ask you. Please hold on to David, okay? Philistine or Israel, which camp? Israel. Philistine or the camp of Israel, which camp do you want? Israel. Okay, don't worry. Israel or Philistine? Philistine or Israel? Philistine.
Israel.
Israel. Philistine. Israel. Philistine. Israel. Philistine. Israel. Philistine. Israel. What's wrong with all these Israelites? Okay. I know what will happen. Please, I need adults now. You are the Philistines. All right. Yes. Please come. Oh, you're carrying a baby. That's your excuse. I need adults, please. All the adults in the house. Please. Okay, all the guys playing football today, can you come out? Step outside in the name of Jesus. If you don't come, you won't play. Coach, where are you? Coach,
Please come, 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 come and lead the Philistine camp. You.
Phillips.
You want to be a Philistine? Please clap for him. Clap for him. Clap for him. Clap for him. Don't mind. Don't mind all of them. They are brainwashed. These children, they've brainwashed them to become Israelites. Please, let's clap for these children. Isn't that amazing? All of them want to be Israelites. Please celebrate yourselves, Israelites. Celebrate. All right, all the guys playing football today, please come out. Come out. Please note all of them. Where's Ade? Somebody called Ade. Yeah. Which one are you? Yeah. Where are the guys? Okay. This is the Lord's. No, get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Yes, Dr. Patrick, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Yes, come out. Though your name is David, you are a Philistine today. Come out. Come out. Where's Ezekiel? He's outside. He will have been Goliath. He's the tallest here. Come out, come out, come out. Who's the tallest? Select Goliath now. Yeah. Damola, by popular demand, get out in the name of Jesus. Tola, get out in the name of Jesus. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Tola and Damola, out in the name that is above every name. I cast you out. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Okay, that is David. Okay, David. David has gone. Okay. Another David. David, no. Okay, David is back. Okay, don't worry. Okay, guys, just back off a bit. Back off, back off, back off. This was the picture. This was the picture. You guys, you think you are, let me tell you something, okay? All of you think that you are smart. You chose Israel. I will show you what you have chosen now. Okay? I will show you. Right, this was the battle. Okay, you are recruiting more Philistines. Please come outside here. Come outside. Come outside. Please, camera, focus on these Philistines. Yeah. Okay. In those days, it's men who go to war. But we allow you today. Okay. This was the situation. Please, guys, back off, back off, back off, back off, back off, back off. Just back off. Now, there was a valley. Israel was on one side. The Philistines were on the other side. Now, look at this picture. They've all come to fight. And this is a very good picture because the picture we're seeing here is very symbolic. Because this was the way the Israelites saw themselves against the Philistines. Not necessarily that the Philistines were physically bigger, but there was one of them who was big. And the guy just simply stepped out. Have you chosen Goliath? Please choose, choose, choose. Hurry up. Okay. Goliath. Please, let's celebrate Goliath. Damn it, Goli. Damn it, Goli. Brother, damn it, Goli. All right. So, brother, damn it, Goli steps out. He's saying, guys, move back, move back. You are too close. You are too close. Just move, 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 move back. Move, move. Don't move forward. Because you will still see what you will do now. Okay, so brother Dami Goli, Goliath, just says, you know what, let's not waste our time here. There's no need for all of us to face all of you. David, not yet. Not yet, please. Not yet. There's no need. Okay. This one's a 21st century David. Right? There's no need. No, Goliath was not doing like that. Just... chest out, please. Chest out. He just comes out. Let's not waste time. Guys, bring one man to fight me. No, 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 no. Right? If that man beats me, come on. All of my people behind me, they will become your slaves. And if the man you select beats me, then we. Sorry, I'm mixing things up, right? If your man beats me, right, all of these big guys, they will become your slaves, right? But if he beats your man, then all of you will become the slaves. So let's not waste time. Now, when you read that story,
Do you know that that happened for 40 days? Every day, morning and evening, Uncle Goli comes out. Dami Goli. If you call him Dami Goli after the service, you're on your own. Let me just, disclaimer. Okay? I can see the way the wife is looking at me now. Please, we're just playing, man. We're just playing. Just play, 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 play. Story, story. Okay, chest out. Yes, sir. 40 days. And for 40 days, these guys could not choose somebody. The person that was actually meant to lead them is the king. Who is the tallest here? Yes, come. That's King Saul. Right? According to Bible times, kings lead armies to battle. And this king, don't forget, he was carefully chosen. When he was chosen, he was head and shoulders above everybody in Israel. So in other words, please come, because this is a good example. The next tallest person to King Saul in Israel was that tall. It was just up to his shoulder. So if Saul stood with his army, Saul would stand out. If Goliath stood with his army, he would stand out. So naturally, excuse me, should we even debate this matter? Who should go out and confront Goliath? Saul. But where was Saul? Do you know Saul was not even the battlefield? Saul was here, waiting for them to give him report. Situation room. He was in the situation room, waiting. 40 days. Now, let me tell you something about 40 days. And time will fail me today. If something has the ability to torment you for 40 days, and you don't confront it, it will torment you for 40 years. I will prove it to you biblically, scripturally. God told the children of Israel, I've given you the land. Go and spy this land. They went and spied the land for 40 days. See this story in Numbers chapter 14, I believe. Let me get the accurate scripture. Please, you can go home and verify everything you're hearing today. Oh, David has retired. Oh, okay, he's coming back. It's an incredible David. All right, I want to give you the scripture because we don't have time. Okay, Numbers chapter 14. Read the whole of Numbers chapter 14. God told them, I've given you the land, just go and spy it. They went for 40 days. They checked the land. Those who went were 12. 10 came back. All they saw for those 40 days was torment, was giants, the children of Anak. We cannot take this battle. Even though there's fruit there, there's pomegranates there, we can't. So for 40 days, that was what they saw, tormented them. They came back to give report. And when they brought the report back, they told the camp of the Israel that we can't. Only Caleb and Joshua said, yes, we can. But of course, in the world that we live in, majority always carries the vote, isn't it? Although in some countries, you know, they cook up the majority, but it's okay. Are you getting me? It's all right. It's not all right, but it's all right. Are you getting me? Majority. So the voice of the majority always carries. Why is the United Kingdom now in a quagmire with Brexit? Everybody, at least people voted, but do you know the gap between the Leave and Remain was very little? It was almost like half. But because majority said we are leaving, The United Kingdom is where it is today, and we must listen to the voice of that majority, even though it is a minority majority. This is the world we live in. You are hearing voices, and you are hearing voices, and you are being tormented. And if it torments you for 40 days, listen, God pronounced upon them, because you did not believe, because you did not trust me, a journey that should have taken you 40 days will take you 40 years. I repeat what I said. If you don't deal with what confronts you, and if something should torment you for 40 days, it has the potential of tormenting you for 40 years. I have met adults in my lifetime, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-plus. It's something that happened to them in their childhood. It's a fear they did not deal with in their childhood, pursued them till adulthood, and they're still living the consequences. What am I saying today? We must confront our fears. Now, guys, why are you moving back? Move back. Because you. So, 40 days, they were seeing a giant. They were hearing the same words that was tormenting them. 40 days. Please tell somebody, be careful what you hear. 40 days. So, do you know what happens every 40 days? Once he shows up, Goliath was very careful. The Bible said he said the same words for 40 days. It wasn't like coming, he will say something today and tomorrow will change his mind. He was consistent, persistent, he was steadfast, and he kept saying the same thing. If you keep hearing, you are a failure, you are a failure, you are a failure. 40 days, you will fail. 40 years, I can guarantee you. It's a spiritual principle that God opened my eyes to see. There are some things you must deal with. We're talking about the giant slaying faith. But this is the real scenario. Children, are you ready now?
Yeah!
Okay, I can see you're ready. For 40 days, Uncle Goli comes out, says the same thing. Let us fight. Give me one man. I beat him. You serve us. He beats me. We serve you. Do you know what happens? Once he comes out, do you know what the children of Israel do? All right, children, turn around and run. Just run. Run. Run to your camp. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there at the back. That's the camp there. Everybody run. Run, 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 run. Run. Please run. Run. Why did you leave her? Hey, that's not fair. Everybody must run. Run, David. Okay, you are. So he wasn't there when all this was happening. For those 40 days, he wasn't there. So he showed up on the 40th day. Okay, everybody come out again. This is the 40th day. Yes. Say we are going to fight the Philistines. We'll fight them. No, no, stay here. Please be saying to yourselves, we'll kill them today. Go back, go back. You didn't act very well. You didn't act very well. Tell yourselves, who's your son? Tell them that go out now, kill those guys, and stay behind. Tell, give them the order.
Go off and kill them, guys.
All right, guys, let's go. You stay behind. See them. You say they should go and fight. He's staying behind. Stay behind. They will come out, and then they will confront it with this. 40 days, they heard the same thing. 40 days, they ran. Run, run, run. They were running for 40 days. I'm telling you, those guys will have. I can bet you, if there was Olympics in those days, because those guys had practiced running, we will get the fastest runner in the world from the camp of Israel. So this day, the same words come out again. Son, give them order.
Go off and kill them.
No, you're talking, give them like you mean it.
Go off and kill them.
All right, guys, come on. Say we'll kill them today. We're going to kill them today. We'll kill them. And then they will get here. And then Uncle Goli shows up again. And then they run. Please run. So this time they ran. Where's David? David, come.
All right, we just need someone to represent David now.
David.
Okay. I need a smaller David. Who's smaller? Okay, you're asking if you are small. Who's smaller out of you two? Okay, he's smaller than you. Okay. Oh, David is back. So, this 40th day, David now shows up and sees everybody running. And he's asking, what is happening? He came to give food to his brothers. His brothers that he came to give food to even actually tormented him. Let me tell you something. People who are fearful are usually the ones who always put you down. The people who are fearful are usually the ones who will tell you, you can't do it. It is not possible. In fact, they will insult you. Who do you think you are? Look at all of us. We have all failed. We are all family. We can't do it. You are saying you will do it. You are proud. You are this. You are arrogant. Excuse me. Two Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says what? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. But if you forget, you will be tormented. It's not that God has withdrawn his power, but if you forget, you won't enjoy it. So you have to stir it up. Okay, David. So he hears all the nonsense going on. He now went, Saul, come here. Come. He goes to Saul and simply tells Saul, I've seen this same guy. Listen, everybody saw a Goliath 9 foot tall. Little. Go back, guys. Why are you suddenly bold now? Because David is here. Right? But little David, he saw an uncircumcised Philistine. They were looking at the same thing, but seeing different things. If you want to understand what it means to be uncircumcised and the term David used. David, come back, David. David was simply saying, excuse me, I have a covenant with God, the God of the heaven and the earth. Who is this guy? Who does he think he is? Who has no covenant with God? Come on. A covenant is very simple. If you want to cut covenant, look for somebody stronger than you. What it means is that whatever their strength is, becomes yours. So when God makes a covenant with the people, he's saying that I am now your strength. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. He doesn't see a giant, he sees an uncircumcised covenantless. See, he wants to go and finish him already now. Okay, go get him. Get him. He's giving Goliath high five. Look at 25. Move back, guys. Move back. What are we saying? I want to close. We will continue with this. What are your fears? Please, I want everybody to be quiet now. Children, quiet. Quiet. Yes. That's right. Shh. What? No, leave him. Leave him. Can we all be quiet? Children, quiet now. What are your fears? If you don't confront your fears will deal with you. I'm just here today to stir up what God has already put inside you. Yours might be fear of failure, fear of what do people think if I do this, fear of I don't believe in myself, fear of, excuse me, faith comes by hearing. Can I tell you something? Fear also comes by hearing.
You spend all your life watching some stupid movies, horror movies. It's not going to give you faith. You spend your time reading useless books. It's not going to give you faith. The Bible says faith, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you know why these guys were fearful? The real fear they had was not Goliath. There was a greater fear inside of them. That was why when Goliath shows up, because they could not conquer their giant, the giant within, there's no way they can conquer the giant without. You've got to deal with your fears. God will help us. We will look a little bit more in depth. But one single prayer and one single word of God you've heard today, if that is all, can you bring it up to Timothy chapter 1, verse 7? We're going to pray with that scripture. My time is up. If it means you will say this over and over and over to yourself. And please, everybody, write this down. Write Psalm 91. I am giving you a medication right now. The word of God is like medicine. Psalm 91 says, "Whoso dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me." It talks about what wastes at noonday and what flies at night. If you keep saying that and saying that and saying that and declaring that, you are building your faith and dealing with your fears. I'll give you another scripture, Psalm 27. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Goliath shows up again. They all run because they've not conquered the fear within. A small boy, little boy, who understands covenant. Because if you see what he said, "You can come to me, Goliath, with all your staffs, with all your sword, with all your spear, but I will come to you in the name of the Lord of the armies of Israel." What are your fears? We are going to confront it because God has given you this match, a giant slain faith. Please rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet, everybody. Begin to declare. Please bring that scripture. "God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. I have the spirit of power." Please declare, declare. "I have the spirit of power." Please, gentlemen, everybody, including all the Israelites and the acting Philistines, please begin to say, children, join hands, all of you. Join hands. These children are fearless people. One thing I love about children, tell them anything they believe. Children, hold your hands, everybody. Hold on. Side to side. Hold, 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 hold. Hold your hands. Make sure you're holding everybody. Children, come on. Come, 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 come. Come here. Form a circle. Come, come, come. Come, come, come. Start praying and start declaring that you fear nothing. Children, we are not leaving you out. We want your childlike faith. Please, start praying now. Start praying, start praying. Okay, can you lead them and pray? Children, just pray, 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 pray. That we are not afraid. Say, we are not afraid. We fear no evil because God is with us. All right, please keep praying and keep saying. Please, everybody declare, "God has not given me the spirit of fear. I have the spirit of love. I have a sound mind. I fear no evil. For the Lord has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I will not fear because you are with me.
Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. I fear no evil. Please bring Psalm 27 up. Psalm 27, please look at the screen and declare to yourself, Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What you don't confront will confront you. It is high time. You fear your marriage will fail. You fear you will fail your exam. You've got to confront the Goliath. For every time you run away from the Goliath, you are complicating and adding years of torment to your life. I want somebody to get angry. Get angry. Even if they've told you you will never have a child. Somebody's afraid. If I marry, I will never have a good marriage. Who told you that? You can change the curse. You can change that curse by declaring a blessing. Lord, I pray, bless these children. Bless these children. Lord, the childlike faith upon them. I pray, give it to us. Father, Lord, we say, please declare, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Look at the screen and begin to declare. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked and they came upon me against me to heap up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a army should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. For in the time of to inquire in his temple, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to God. Please, I get on that keyboard. Oh, you are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I put my trust in you. Please declare, as we started this service, I trust in the Lord. My trust is in the Lord. I do not care whatever battle I'm facing right now. I will confront it. Somebody has been running away from battles. You have been running away for all your life. You've been taught to run away. You've been taught. Come on, declare. Oh! Thank you, Jesus. Hey! My heart with songs. Please declare, declare. Don't stop talking. You've been hearing the same torment for the past 40 days. Today, there's a change. God has prepared heaven. There is a separation. There is a separation of the waters above, and the waters beneath. Welcome to heaven. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've been applying and applying. They are saying no, no, no. They have said no for 40 days. You are turning it around today. You are turning it around. David declared what will happen before it happened. I will cut off your head, Goliath. I will cut off your head. David had no sword in his hands. But let me tell you, the sword you have today, it's called the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. That's all you need to declare. Thank you, Jesus. I am afraid. I will.